And watching from the bunker in the White House, Hogan Gidley is the Deputy White House Press Secretary, who is on our Newsmakers line this morning to give us a little assessment on Election Day. And Hogan, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for the time. I do appreciate it. I want to make it clear, though, I'm not coming to you in my official capacity today. I'm coming to you on my time off. I'm taking personal time just because I think this is so important that it takes me getting out of the White House, coming to you from a different location to express my support for the candidates there in Tennessee and try and make sure that we keep the House and expand our lead in the Senate.
Yeah, one of the things, Hogan, and this is Steve Gill, by the way, that I think is – you've been around elections for a long time. You can tell just in the swagger or the attitude of a candidate in the final 3 or 4 days before an election, whether they think they're winning, whether they've got that kind of swagger going, or whether they're kind of moving ahead with a sense of panic. As I watch the MSNBCs and CNNs, they've got that panicked look in their eye. They're seeing flashbacks to 2016, and they're pitching a conniption fit, a hissy fit. You're a Southern guy. You get those terms, along with bless their heart. We're going to have to bless their heart tonight if their heads explode again like it did on 2016.
Well, they didn't get over it. They hadn't gotten over it yet since 2016. I think Rush Limbaugh, who introduced the president last night, made that point. They still can't get their head around the fact that Hillary Clinton, the anointed one, got it handed to her on election night by Donald Trump. Look, the people in this town have a certain way of life, and they don't like that certain way of life upset by anyone. They like the gravy train. And this president came in and said, no more gravy train. We're turning it back to the American people. We're giving them their own money. We're going to make better trade deals to protect the American farmer, the American rancher, the American worker, American businesses. They've never seen that before because they've been lied to for so many decades by politicians from both sides who said they'd be there, they'd come to this town to protect them here in Washington, D.C. And instead, they protected their own candidates' interests and not that of the American people. This president has changed the political dynamic, and you're beginning to see as this gets closer and closer that the enthusiasm gap, which was in the Democrats' favor, is now trending back towards Republicans because of all the major successes that this president has been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time.
Hogan, we've also seen the Democrats and their lackeys in the fake news media accomplish something that most of us thought was impossible. Thanks to the Kavanaugh smear, they brought the rhinos and the conservative Republicans and the Trump voters, they brought them together. And yet in the last week or so, you've seen folks like Speaker Paul Ryan trying to argue against the focus on the border, the focus on the Kavanaugh smear campaign, the focus on this migrant mob coming north from Mexico and beyond. They only want him to talk about the economics, and he's talking about both. I think the president knows that America can walk and chew gum at the same time. They can deal with two issues.
Right, and they want more than one thing fixed. There are a lot of problems ailing the American people. That's why Donald Trump got elected, and he's begun to fix those things systematically one at a time. Tax cuts were chief among them. Most of the people in the middle class are the ones who got the tax cuts. We restructured the entire corporate tax rate. That hadn't been done in 30-some-odd years. And we did that because America is now open for business. You see an incredible boom in the economy in this country. 4.5 million jobs created. The unemployment rate, 3.7%. It's the lowest since 1969. And it's the fourth consecutive month that the unemployment rate has been below 4%. Incredible numbers out there. But at the meantime, the president says, that's all well and good, and we got to do those things for the economy and for the American people. But there's also something else we have to do for the American people, which is what I swore the oath of office to do, and that's protect the American people. And if Democrats think they are going to win on a message of raising your taxes and opening our borders to people who come to this country illegally and unlawfully, as opposed to protecting the hundreds of millions of American citizens, I think they have another thing coming at the end of the polls closing tonight.
Hogan, this is Michael Patrick Leahy. Welcome to the Tennessee Star Report. Your boss, Sarah Sanders, is perhaps one of the most effective press secretaries in modern American political history for a president. What is it like working with Sarah Sanders?
Well, I've actually been blessed to work for two Huckabees on multiple occasions. I actually worked for Governor Huckabee when he was governor. So I've known Sarah Sanders since she was 19. Now, before your audience thinks I'm going to share any juicy tidbits or stories from her past, you can just rest assured that's not going to happen.
She does Sarah bake her own pies and cakes, though, contrary to the media attacks on her early on.
Yeah, really?
She absolutely does. She's incredible. She's an incredible wife, an incredible mother. And as you said, one of the most dynamic, effective press secretaries we've ever seen, because she loves this president. And she comes from that Huckabee school of communication. You know, he's a master communicator, but also he's an outsider. So it's a perfect marriage between Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Donald Trump, because he's an outsider who likes to shake things up. She's doing an incredible job. I'll tell you guys, support her. But, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and it's great working with her in this capacity.
Hogan, you pointed out that you doubt that the American people tonight are going to vote to raise taxes, not secure our border, not continue to the progress, the economic progress that this president and this administration is making. If they do take control of the House narrowly, and we get Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and the cast of characters that come with that, if they pick up more governor's races, which most of the polls are showing they may do, does that give them a mandate to not secure our border, to push their socialist agenda, to raise taxes? Do they get a mandate if they do win tonight?
I don't think it gives them a mandate. Listen, the president's agenda is the president's agenda, regardless of who controls the governorships and regardless of who controls the House or the Senate. The president got in office to do those things like secure our borders. And I think the American people at large understand that. That's why they voted for him. That's why they want the wall. That's why they want to end chain migration and visa lottery, those types of things. And look, this isn't a 50-50 issue in this country. A Harvard-Harris poll had it 70-30 for a wall, 80-20 for closing all these loopholes that I mentioned before. And amongst the Hispanic American community, President Trump's security of the border agenda is an 80-20 issue there. It's 80-20 in the African American community as well, because Hispanic Americans also understand they got in line and they did it the right way. They moved to this country because they wanted to assimilate, they wanted to contribute, and they wanted to move to the best country, the best idea in the history of the planet. They got that. They don't want to see somebody coming in in the dark of night and across a fictitious border with no wall and coming and get it in an easy way. They understand what it took for them to get here. They are, quite frankly, offended at so many who would break the laws to get into this country. And that's kind of a universal concept, I believe, across the country, despite the fact the media doesn't cover it that way. Most Americans understand that, regardless of what happens in these elections. You know, they can vote on various topics here and there, but the core of we're a country and a nation of laws with borders that need to be enforced, I think people get that, and they'll reject Democrats soundly if they were to take some of these seats and then push that radical agenda.
Hogan, Michael Patrick Leahy again. Have you ever been around anybody who works as hard and as long as President Donald Trump?
Never. You know, I'm 42 years old. Sarah's in her 30s, and we consistently look each other in the back of the rooms and just kind of roll our eyes because she and I are both exhausted. And he's up there giving speeches for hours, multiple speeches in a row, policy discussions with you know, national security team and with border agents and you know, Gold Star moms. And he's able to be empathetic. He's able to be energetic. And it's incredible the amount of just sheer energy he has from the time he gets up in the morning to the time he goes to bed late at night. He only requires about 3 to 4 hours of sleep, and it's obvious when you see tweets coming out early in the morning and then you see him in meetings, and it's like he hadn't lost a step. He hadn't even missed a minute of sleep. It is a phenomenon, to say the least.
When you cite the poll numbers that and this booming economy that we're in, why are these elections close? I mean, as you point out, this shouldn't be a close contest, and I think the Trump administration and President Trump himself have motivated his base of voters, who aren't necessarily Republicans. I mean, those folks that voted to put him in the White
Right.
House aren't necessarily Republicans. So if he had not gone out there and done these rallies and done what he's doing, we would be seeing, I think, a blue wave. But with the advantages of the economy, the advantage of the poll numbers, and with Trump base enthusiasm, why are these elections close?
Well, I think for a couple of reasons. One is because, as you just mentioned, I think we started to stem the tide once Kavanaugh, the debacle happened. Now you see people coming out and recanting their story, saying they were lying the whole time. That kind of energized Republicans. And then the president goes out and starts to deliver the message for the last month and a half. And you've seen how impactful that is. But history dictates that whatever party holds the White House loses those seats in the midterms. The fact they're even close, it's historic in nature, and only 5 times in history has the party in power in the White House actually gained seats in the Senate, which we may actually do. That's a testament to Donald Trump. But one of the reasons I do think it is close, as we begin to kind of unpack this, is the media has 90% negative coverage against this president. We've seen wage increases for the first time in 30-some-odd years, the largest wage increases in 10 years. The jobs I mentioned, the economic boom, the trade deals, talking to North Korea about denuclearizing. They stopped firing off missiles. We rebuilt our military. All these things are positive. But yet, somehow, some way, the media doesn't take yes, doesn't take victory for an answer. They don't like it because they don't like him. And again, I mentioned that before, he upset their way of life. So the coverage of this president is so bad and so nasty and so vitriolic that it makes Americans think, a lot of them think, we're worse off. And one more point. Remember before he got elected, I was here in Washington, D.C. doing some commentary for a network on that day. There was a resistance rally. He wasn't even sworn in yet. What were they resisting? A free and fair election? So from the word go, from the word Donald Trump is the new president, a new president-elect of the United States, they have been resisting him. Even though he's making their
and continue to do so. Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, taking a day off today to talk politics with us. Come back in your official capacity sometime soon. And Hogan, we're pulling for another big upset tonight so we can watch the media's heads explode just like they did on 2016. And I go back and watch those replays just because I enjoy them so much.
I love to watch them. I'll tell you what else. I like to see the people in Dallas head explode too when the Titans took it to him last night also. Big Titan fan, because I was an Oiler fan, so I have to be. Go Titans.
Good deal. Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, with us today. We'll catch up with you again soon. We'll be back for more of the Tennessee Star Report in just a moment. Stick around.